The council heard close to 3 hours of public comment before making the decision. Remarks ranged from stories of not making enough money to pay rent and living in cars to the need to attract more housing projects in the city. But all agreed that there is an affordable housing crisis in Santa Rosa. Early in the meeting, over 100 housing advocates that included members of SEI Local 10 to 1, the North Bay Organizing Project, and students from Santa Rosa Junior College rallied outside City Hall in support of rent control. Devin Cardenas is with the North Bay Organizing Project.
It's definitely a people's victory, something that was unheard of 18 months ago. We've taken an important next step in tenant protections in Santa Rosa. There's definitely still a lot of work that's going to have to be done to implement the policy and to protect tenants from exploitive rent increases on the long term.
According to state law, the cap will only affect properties built before 1995. Other specifics of the ordinance will still need to be decided by city staff, but the council has recommended a 3% annual rental cap and that the policy be enforced through the city's housing authority. Councilmember Chris Corsi voted in favor of the measure.
The point's been made that this rent control doesn't create any affordable housing. It doesn't create any new housing, and that's absolutely true. But it fits into the larger strategy by preserving what we have.
Councilmember Ernesto Olivares, Mayor John Sawyer, and Vice Mayor Tom Schwedhelm all opposed the rent control. Daniel Sanchez with the North Bay Association of Realtors has been against rent control since the issue was first raised about a year ago. Sanchez says it's not a sustainable long-term solution.
It's going to send a chill, unfortunately, through the business community and through the housing sector in Santa Rosa. And I don't think the council members are being extraordinarily short cited and don't see the long-term implications of this.
The ordinance will also impose a just cause for eviction on landlords, designed to protect renters from unfair evictions. The City Council also recommended a sunset provision that would null the ordinance if Santa Rosa's vacancy rate increased to 5%. The current rate is at 1%. Councilmember Corsi says rent control will help renters.
If we start picking and choosing between the tools that we have available to us based on this interest group's opposition or this person's discomfort, before long we're not going to have any tools available to us at all. So if this is a crisis, let's treat it as a crisis. Let's use all the tools we have available to us.
A separate urgent ordinance that would have put a moratorium on rent increases while city staff prepares the rent control program did not pass the City Council last night. As of February 2016, the average monthly apartment rental in Santa Rosa was at $1,800, according to rental data website Rainmaker Insights. This is Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.